Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me, Take from my hand this cup of the wine of wrath, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it. This is a really important image for understanding what Jesus did on the cross. Here in Jeremiah 25:15, God says, Here is a cup that is filled with the wine of my wrath. So that's an image. We see it in different places in the Old Testament and the New Testament. You see this in different prophets, and then you see this in Revelation. Revelation 14, we see the wine press of God's fury. So this picture of a cup that is filled with the wrath of God due sin. And the whole point here in Jeremiah 25 is these nations who have rebelled against God are going to experience the wrath of his judgment that they deserve in their sinfulness. So that's the picture in the Old Testament, and really all throughout Scripture. We have this picture of a cup symbolizing wrath and judgment. So when you come to the New Testament and you see Jesus preparing to go to the cross and he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, what is he praying? Father, if it is possible, let this what pass from me? This cup pass from me. What is this cup? This cup represents the wine of God's wrath due sin, the judgment due sinners. Why is Jesus sweating blood in the Garden of Gethsemane? Because he knows he is about to drink down the wine of God's wrath due sinners. He's about to take the judgment do you and me and sinners all over the world. He's about to take it on himself. He's about to drink the cup of the wine of God's rightful wrath due sin. So when you picture the cross, yes, see the severity of all the physical things that are happening there as nails are thrust into his feet and his hands and he's being put upon a cross and all the physical pain that involves. But even that is just a picture of the spiritual reality of what is happening. Jesus is at that moment enduring the full holy wrath of God due sin, due sinners, due you and me. He is our substitute on the cross, drinking this cup so that we don't have to drink it. So, Jesus, we praise you. We praise you for being our substitute. We praise you for taking the cup we deserve and drinking it down yourself, for enduring the judgment we warrant, the wrath that should be poured out on us. Jesus, we praise you for taking that for us. God, right now, we know because of our sin, we should be separated from you for all of eternity. For all of eternity, we should be in a horrible hell that we can't even fathom or imagine. This is what we deserve in our sin. Yet, Jesus, you took the judgment we deserve. You paid the price. You drank the cup so that we don't have to drink that cup, so that we can have eternal life, so that we can be forgiven of our sins. So, God, we praise you for your salvation, Jesus. We praise you for the cross. And we pray today, then, help us not to take sin lightly. Help us to treat sin seriously. Help us not to think it's no big deal in our lives. God, when we are tempted to sin today, Lord, help us to run from temptation. God, if we sin today or when we might next sin, God, please, please convict us that we might feel sorrow, godly sorrow over that sin and hate it and want to run from it all the more. Jesus, we praise you for taking the payment due our sin. We pray that you would help us to treat sin seriously, knowing what it warrants, even as we rest in the grace you have shown us. Lord Jesus, we praise you for the cross. We praise you for taking from our hand this cup of the wine of wrath that we deserve to drink. In your name we pray. In your name we have the privilege of prayer. Amen.